Go. All right, we're on Mishlei. Parak Chaf Aleph Pasuk Tes, you said? Is that what it was? Chaf Aleph Pasuk Vav. Here we go. Pol Otos B'Lashon Shaker. Treasure is gotten by a lying tongue. Hevel Nidaf Mevakshei Mavas. They're like vapor coming out from one's breath. Mevakshei Mavas, they lead straight to death. Many people, they're willing to do anything for their, you know, treasures and to be able to get something over here. All it's going to do is going to lead you to end up being losing everything because just one lie after the other. Shodr Shem Yigorein, the robbery of the wicked eventually destroys them. Why? Kiman Olasos Mishra, because they refuse to do any justice. They refuse to do anything else. Listen, you get involved with the mob. The mob is going to destroy you. That's usually what happens. So if you do Shodr Shem, what do you think is going to happen at the end of the day? Hafachvach Derech Ish, the man who is a Hafachvach, he is a... inconsistent. He goes around and he's a bit of a, He is, does opposites all the time, and I can't remember what the word is. Darachish. Bazor. It's like a stranger doing something. Zach Yashar Paolo. As for the pure, the work of the pure is the right thing to do. It's impossible to be this type of a person and to maintain friendships and to maintain business relationships, because if you're a guy who switches from one thing to the other really, really quickly, you're never going to be able to sustain your views and to be able to go through. Some say there's a reference to Esav. Ish Sadeh is referring to over here. He's an Hafachvach. Sometimes he was the nicest guy in the world, while sometimes he was the meanest person in the world. That's what he was. Tov l'shevet zepinis gag, it's better to dwell on the corner of the rooftop. Me'eshes madinu l'beis chaver. It's better to dwell on like the smallest little thing, right? Face the blowing winds that are coming, whatever it is, than to be together with a wife who is filled with fights, ubeis chaver, right? Together inside that house, together with that type of a woman. Obviously, a quarrelsome woman is going to be hard, even if your friend is inside the house, because that woman is going to make your life a living Gehenna. Therefore, it's better to live by yourself on the corner with all the freezing cold and getting rained upon and everything than to live together with her, which means that you have to pick your wife wisely. Nefesh Rasha Iv Sara. This soul, the wicked man, just desires evil. Lo Yuchan Be'enav Reyehu. He never finds favor. His neighbor finds no favor in his eyes, no matter what his neighbor does. Nothing good ever comes from. But Anash Leitz, Yachkam Pesi. When a Leitz is punished, well, the Pesi idiots end up learning from it. They see it and they're just like, oh, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't be that way. So it's good to punish a scorner, a person who's a, you know, a bit of a comedian. Comedians did not last in the old world. When they got around and they started making fun of things, they were just simply killed, if not that whipped and thrown around, because there's no use for it. There's no need for people like that. Why do you have to have these types of people in the world? So back then, it made other people smarter because they were like, you know what? We shouldn't act that way. We shouldn't do these types of things. But the Haskel, Lahacham Yikach Das, when the wise man takes instruction and he gets that stuff, he acquires more knowledge for himself. He becomes a better person. That's what happens when he sees those things. Maskil Tzadik Leveis Rasha. Our Tzadik considers the house of the wicked man, and he subverts the wicked toward evil himself. And the idea behind it is that by his insight, he realizes what these people are trying to do and how much evil they're trying to do and stops them from starting in the first place. It says in Pasuk Yigimel, Oti Mazim Mizakas Dal, if a person closes his ears from hearing the screams of a person who is very poor, Gamu Yikro Velo Yenet, at some point, Midi Keneg Mida, you will call out, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't answer you. So if you answer the poor person when he calls, then you will be answered as well. That's always a very, very difficult decision if you have a Mashiach that's coming to the house and you really don't want to give him, you don't want to hear the cries, the screams that he's saying. But on the other hand, right, you want a Kaddish Baruch Hu to answer what you're asking for, even if it sounds crazy. So you have to like somehow weigh those together and figure out what the best way is. Matam Eseser Yechba Off. The best thing to knock down the anger of a Kaddish Baruch Hu is a secret gift. Giving to someone in a way where he will never figure out that you're the one who gave it. Shochad Bechek Chema Aza. But a bribe in the lap of a person causes very strong wrath. Once other people see what you're willing to do, that's absolutely horrible. So again, when it comes to tzedakah, anonymity is the best thing in the world. When it comes to bribes, stay as far away as possible. Not a good idea to do. There's nothing you want when it comes to something like that. Rav Chanina Bar Papa was once out. He was walking at night for some good purpose, you know, obviously for tzedakah or something that was solid, you know, a positive thing over there. He was met by one of the malachim that were malachim ashkas, one of the demons out there. And he said to him, I don't understand. What are you doing out here? It's my turn to be out here, said the Shade. It's my turn to be out here in the world. It's nighttime. What are you doing out here, Rechinir Papa? Rechinir Bar Papa said, it's written, Matan B'Seser Yichba'af. that even though there might be anger and even though you could destroy me, I've given gifts, Bisesra. I've given tzedakah in a private way, so you can't do anything to me. And that demon was not able to touch Rabbi Chanina Papa. You have to stay away from Rabbi Chanina Papa. That's what it means by pacifying anger. Simcha l'tzadik asos mishpat, to execute judgment is a joy, right, for a tzadik. A mechita l'poel yavin, but it's ruin to, unfortunately, to the people who are doing sins. In other words, if there's justice being done, the tzaddik is happy, but the rasha who's hoping to win by giving bribes and doing things that were not going to be bad, they're obviously afraid for their lives and everything that happens over here. There was a wagon driver who took on a wealthy passenger who had a fine bundle of cash on him. They entered into the forest. The driver turned back onto his passenger itself. This is the driver itself, killed him and took the money. On the way back to the city, he was overcome by remorse. Now, what's he going to do? He didn't even know the driver's name, the rider's name, the person that he just killed. From that day onward, he gave every bit of money that he had to the poor. He started treating everybody kindly and generously, and he was 100%. His reputation grew in front of everybody else's eyes. Eventually, he was appointed to be the judge of the entire city. He was the judge of the entire city. One day, a wagon driver was brought to court, charged with an identical crime. He was accused of having driven a passenger into the forest, killing him, and taking his money. The money was found in his possession. All the other judges ruled that he had to be executed. He had to be killed for killing this other guy. They waited for the chief judge to announce what he was going to say. But he kept silent. He couldn't say it. He said, "How can I condemn this man to death?" he said, "when I know I myself deserve that in exact same fate." Finally, he broke down. He confessed his crime. He said, "I did the exact same thing, and look where I am now. Right? Look what happened to me now. Maybe you could do something better." So again, to execute justice, it's joy to a tzaddik, but it's ruin to that person. Do you think those people accepted this guy as judge from then on? You think they were able to handle a guy who had killed somebody else and took all of his money and then eventually became the chief judge? They probably looked back at all the cases that he judged and were like, you know what, he probably messed up those as well. They probably took him down. But that's the idea behind it. Mishpat, sometimes the hardest thing in the world for these people, for somebody to do, and that's what his life had. Adam toa miderech haskil, a man who strays away from a wise path, bikal refaim yenuach, he rests in the company of illusions. Whenever you slacken in Torah study itself, you're consumed by a fire. That's what happens when a person stops being such a wise man and instead becomes extremely lazy. Ish machsor oiv simcha, somebody who loves gladness, he ends up, unfortunately, becoming somebody who wants more and more. Oiv yayim b'shem lo yashir. If you love wine, you love oil. Oil means like pleasure baths and things like that. Lo yashir, you'll never become rich. The best thing that you could ever do for somebody is make sure that they're not spoiled. When you spoil people, then eventually they can't get themselves down. Somebody once told me, he's like, "I said that I needed a new car for whatever it was." And he's just like, "Make sure you don't buy, you know, a certain type of car." I said, "Why?" He said, "You'll never be able to go less than that. You'll never be able to get a car that's less than that car. So you don't want to do it because you'll never be able to go." And I hear that now that my wife leased a van. That was a newer 2018 van, which we had never had before. We never had a brand new car. We always had something that was a couple years older, right? I don't think I could ever go back to an older car that's not as good. It's just difficult. It's difficult to make that decision.
What about the idea of enjoying life?
Of course, you have to. Just know that that comes with a price. Lo yashir, you'll never be able to go further because you'll want to keep spending, keep doing, and keep going up. It's really difficult. When we took you guys to Disney World that one time, right? Which was awesome. We had the greatest time in the world. But none of our vacations have compared to it since then. Everything we've done is just pale in comparison because it was the greatest thing. It's really hard to do. What do you do? Give me $10,000. That will cover one day at Disney World for the family. You know, that we'll be able to do. Then we'll be perfectly fine. That's the difficulty behind all of it. What are you supposed to do at the end of the day? How are you going to be able to get around it? Michael, here. Grab right over here. Perichov Aleph in Mishle. Kofer Letzadik Rosh. I'll tell him what page it is. 1598. Kofer Letzadik Rosh of Atafzi Sharon Bogade. The wicked man is a ransom, an atonement for the righteous man, right? And a faithless man, instead of the Yasharim, right? A faithless man for the upright over here. In other words, it goes like this. When a Kaddish Baruch Hu sets out a certain punishment for the tzaddik, it could be exchanged and given over to a rasha. It's a possibility to be given over for the Yasharim Bogade, and it's the same way as well. Chas v'shalom, we don't do this, but there is a way of transferring a punishment or chas v'shalom, a sickness that a tzaddik has, transferring it to a rasha. there's a way of doing it. There's a way of doing it, and I guess through Kabbalah, whatever it is, but there's a way of doing it, and it's very easy to do. In fact, a guy was talking to me about it last Shabbos. We're walking home from a Kiddush, and he's a little bit of a nutty guy, and he's just like, you should know, I just did this not too long ago, based on Rabbi Yehuda Pataya, the Talmud of the Ben Yishai's, you know, whole thing in Minchas Yehuda, and I was just like, whoa. I'm like, I've read that before, I've been through what he says, that's a little nuts for me, right? But he said, but it worked, I'm telling you, it worked. And I'm just like, all right, stop right there. Like, I don't want to go on about this, but that is the concept from this pasuk, the Kofi Latzadik, right, Russia. Tov Sheves Be'eretz Midbor Me'eshes Midyanim V'chas. And once again, it's better to live in the middle of the desert to be with than to be with a wife who's just going to fight you all the time and to have anger one after the other, right? To have somebody who's angry at the entire world. I'm sorry? Which one? No, this is a different pasuk. Over there we said it's better to have, better to be on top of the rooftop than to have that wife. Now we're saying it's better to be in the desert. To live in the desert with nothing there, like literally living in the desert where it's freezing cold at night and boiling hot during the day, you know, than to be together with a horrible wife.
It's better to be in a desert than to be with a horrible wife, cold again, if you're
there. Yeah, but you're going one to the Lozu Avzu, right? Not only this, but also that. So it keeps going up. Otzer Nachma Meshemen Bin Bey Chacham Uksil Adim Valenu. There is desirable otzer, treasures, and oil in the dwelling of the wise men. You want to find the best stuff in the world, the best pleasures that you could possibly imagine? They're there if you find out where the Neve Chacham is, where the Chacham lives, where the Chacham is hanging out. You do that, then it's going to be there. Ksil Adam Yivalenu. But a foolish man, it's going to swallow it up completely, take it for herself. Ellie, right here, 1598 over there. But that's what's going to happen over here. You end up being that way. Again, we already talked about training your children to be of a certain way, whatever it is. A wise man is going to collect the right books to be able to have inside his house, while the fool ends up spending on other things altogether. There's certain books that a person should always have, just in case he needs them. They're all around. That's what a Neve Chacham is like. He always has the thing that everybody's looking for when it comes to it. Ksil Adam Yivalenu, it just swallows him up, because what else do you have? He has nothing there that's good. Rodev Tzedakah V'chesed, if you chase after Tzedakah and Chesed, Yim Tzachayim Tzedakah V'kavod, you will find life, Tzedakah, and kavod over here. Munbaz HaMelech. Munbaz HaMelech was one of the Chashmonaic kings. He went ahead and gave, he saw that people were becoming poorer, that the economy wasn't doing well. He took all of the treasures that his fathers had gathered together and whatever it is, and gave it all out to Tzedakah. They looked at him, they're like, what are you doing? Your fathers, your grandfather, they gathered all this money together for you to use, and you're just throwing it away to all the people? Said Mumbaz, this is the only money that I'm going to have lost at level. And I know, Rodev Tzedakah V'chesed, if I chase after the Tzedakah V'chesed, I know Yim Tzachayim Tzedakah V'kavod. I'm going to be given more than I've actually given away. I'm going to get more.
This is the first stimulus package.
A different type of stimulus package, right? The stimulus package, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, for the Ford, for General Motors, for them to be able to take. Yes, but that was the idea behind it. It says, Ir Giborim Allah Chacham, a wise man goes up and can destroy the city of the mighty. Because no matter how strong they are, a wise man knows how to get around it. A wise man knows how to get around all those problems. The Yored Oz Mivtecho. He's also able to take down the stronghold, which everybody thought that was so awesome. A Chacham knows how to take it down. A Chacham is always more powerful than a Gibor, no matter what it is. Some say this refers to Moshe Rabbeinu, who went up to the Shemayim to get the Torah. If somebody would ask, Moshe Rabbeinu versus the billions, trillions of Malachim that are up there in Shemayim, who's going to win when it comes to the Torah? The Malachim would not let Moshe Rabbeinu come down, but Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Torah. He was able to come down with the Torah itself. That was the power of a person like Moshe Rabbeinu, what he was able to do. Shomer people Lashon HaShomer Mitzaros Nafsho. If you watch your mouth and your tongue, you don't speak Lashon Hara, you will keep yourself from doing any type of Tzaros Nafsho. Self-control in your Lashon Hara, there's a way of being able to protect yourself. Every single person who does not have a chelik in Olam Haba, among the hedyotos, which we say there are four hedyotos that have no chelik in Olam Haba, Doeg L'Adomi spoke Lashon Hara, Achitofel spoke Lashon Hara about David HaMelech, Bilam spoke Lashon Hara about Klal Yisrael, Gehazi spoke Lashon Hara about Elisha. Every single one went down and lost their chelik in Olam Haba. They were all great men. Even Bilam was a great man, but they lost everything because of the Lashon Hara that we spoke. That's the idea that they spoke over there. And therefore, if you do this, Shomer Mitzaros Nafsho, it's able to protect you from where, from what you have over here. This doesn't mean, and again, this gets back to your point from before, that you have to fast and do whatever it is. And like, showing people the Shomer just means be careful with what you eat and when you eat it. It's just certain things that a person can do. I am now 39 years old. I can't eat the way that I used to. And it's the most upsetting thing in the world to me. Because I still think that I can eat a ton of cake late at night. I don't have a problem. Like, have a midnight snack at 12:45, and I should be perfectly fine the next morning. And I'm not. I am absolutely not. My entire system is, like, shut down.
You hear that? He's an old man.
I know. It's totally. I already got the white hairs, like, because Ellie mostly. But, like, you know, it's like one after the other. Right, one after the other is really, really difficult. And that's the idea behind it. It's really, really, really difficult. Zayd Yahir Leit Shmo, a malevolent man. A Zayd is a mazed guy. Yahir, a guy with gaiva, Leit Shmo. We call him a Leit, a scorner, a guy who has nothing in this world. Oseba Evdas Evras Zadon. He does everything with evil. He does everything with such evil that he just wants to go around. That's a person you don't want to be anywhere near. And Pasuk Kafei, Taivas Otsos Misenu. The desire of the lazy man is what kills him. Kianu Yadav Lasos, because his hands refuse to be able to go through. The lazy person is so addicted to doing nothing, nothing can get him to do anything at all. So he just wants to rest a little bit more. So he knows he has to wake up at 7 in the morning to get a flight. And he can't get up for it. And he won't get up for it. And then all of a sudden he just misses his flight and doesn't find his way home. I'm telling you, when it comes to stuff like this, I once had a guy in yeshiva who could not get up for chakras. No matter what I did, I would go to his room, I'd throw water on him, I'd literally put everything. He was asleep in bed with water all over him, like in a pool. He would still sleep, right? So finally, I was like, what are you going to do when you have a flight early in the morning? He's like, I don't know, but I'm for sure going to get up. And I'm just like, that's going to be a huge taina on you and Shmaim. He missed his flight. I was the happiest man alive. Happiest man alive. I was like, I feel bad for you, but I don't feel so bad for you. The next time, by the way, he stayed up all night so that he wouldn't miss his flight, because he knew if he went to sleep, he wouldn't be able to get up. That guy, by the way, has to wake up every morning at 4 in the morning in order to go to his job in the city in New York. So I'm very, very, I'm happy for him. Eventually got over it. Kol yom he's ava taiva. Every day this guy's a taiva. Tzadik yitem v'lo yachsich. A righteous man gives. He does not hold that lo yachsich. He doesn't hold back. He's willing to give everything that he possibly could. Zevar k'shem to'eva. The sacrifice that Rishayim give is still an abomination. Even when Rishayim bring a korban, it's an abomination. You know why? Because he doesn't really want to give it. So he like gives it, and he's like, yeah, I guess. And he brings that korban, whatever it is, a cow, a sheep, a goat, or whatever it is, and he brings it over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? He's just like, all right, whatever. And that's an abomination. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like, I don't want your korban if you don't want to give it. If you don't want to give it, just don't give it. But the Zevach of the Rishayim is a toiva. Af kibezima yivienu. Because he brings it with evil intent. He's doing it because he wants everybody to see what he's doing. But that's the worst thing in the world, to bring a korban because he feels like he has to. Eid kzavim yoved. A false witness eventually will die. That's what's going to be. Ish shomel lenetzach yedaber. But a man who listens will be able to speak forever. That guy will be able to go forever because this person, a false witness is a guy who's willing to lie to anyone at any time. That guy eventually is going to get lost because someone's going to catch him. Someone's going to realize he's lying. He's going to get caught in his lies. A guy who always does, he just listens. He listens to other people. Everybody wants that guy. And we see it in today's world where therapy is the most precious thing in the world and everyone wants to go into it and everyone needs it in some way, shape, or form. I luckily have one in my house. I don't have to go anywhere for it, right? But everybody wants to speak to a therapist in some way, shape, or form. Just at least to have someone who listens to you, who wants to listen to you. I had a case not too long ago where a guy came up to me and he's like, I need help. I see a therapist. He won't let me talk. I was like, it's not a therapist. I don't know what that is. So it turns out the guy had just gone through a life coaching thing. So he felt that he was no longer into therapy. He's now going to teach people how to live their lives. So he went in. Totally different lesson. It's completely great. Hey, is Ish Rasha Befanov. A wicked man, he makes his face very brazen. The Yasher, an upright person, Yavin Darko. He understands his ways. He realizes what he has to do, and he goes to it in the proper way. That's the idea behind it. Some read the fun of in his anger over here, but that's that. Pasuk Lamed, Ain Kol Kamayin Tuvin Ve'Ain Yitzel Neged Hashem. There's no wisdom or understanding or even Eitzah when it comes to going up against the Kadosh Baruch Hu itself. The Gemara goes through this in 5 different ways in the Gemara Brachos Daf Chaf. If a guy is wearing a whole thing of shatness, right, and he's in the middle of the shuk, and if he takes off the shatness, he's going to be naked, right? He's not going to have a shirt on. So what's he got to do? If that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do, take it off right there. You have no choice, right? Even if you're going to be embarrassed, even if something's going to happen right over there, right? Try to take something off. That's the idea behind it. If you find something like that, it's difficult to find, you know, how all of a sudden you have wool and linen in your shirt in the marketplace, you find in the shuk. But let's say you have a Hugo Boss suit, you never got it checked, and a guy sees you in the marketplace, he's like, that's a Hugo Boss suit. Did you ever get it checked for shotness? No, it for sure has shotness, because every Hugo Boss suit has shotness, right? So you got to take it off. Right there. What do you do? when it comes to stuff like this. It's strange, but when it comes to certain things, you can't think. You just have to do. You see somebody doing something that you know is wrong, again, and it's a deal raisa, and the guy is warned again and again and again. Sometimes you have to embarrass him publicly. Sometimes, in order to make sure that everyone knows that's not the right thing to do. I have a big shiloh. You know what my big shiloh is? I don't know. There's a big doctor who davens mincha with us in Skokie Yeshiva often, and he never turns his phone on silent. So I keep going up to him. I keep saying, you got to turn your phone on silent. But it goes off in the middle of Shemona Esrei, goes off again, whatever it is, like little rings, one after the other, right? Eventually, it's going to come to the point where I've already warned him, right? I'm going to have to do something embarrassing in public. And the reason why is, simply put, I'm trying to be mechanech based medrash guys and teaching guys around there not to turn on their phone, right? I can't think like, well, this guy's an important guy, so I'm not going to tell him. At some point, I'm going to have to do something public. Because ain chokhma ain tuna vein eitzel neged Hashem. If I've gone to him, he won't listen. You got to do something. Something has to happen over there. It's really difficult. It's a difficult thing to do, but unfortunately, the person doesn't learn. Yeah.
Well, that's your answer. He'll understand this. Just tell him that.
Yeah. And just say, ain chokhma ain tuna. I know he's going to be upset, and I know Skokie Yeshiva is going to be upset.
So what?
Right? He's going to say, like, that's a big donor. How could you do that? And I hear you. I hear you. I don't want to do it. Sus Muhan Leo Muhammad, the horse is prepared for the day of battle. When the day comes for battle, you better believe the horse is all ready with everything it needs. But the truth is, Hashem is the one that's going to save it. Elev Arecha the Elev Asusim, we say in Lam Natzeach. These guys win by their chariots and their horses. But we do something different. Sus Varochvo Ramavayam by Oz Yashir. It's the Sus of the Egyptians that got fallen in. If you look throughout Tanakh, and we've done this before, there is not a single mention of a horse in any Jewish war where we fought against their enemies. Not once. We had horses. Shlomo Melech had a whole bunch of horses, a whole slew of horses. You'd assume there were horses by the days of David Melech. Not once do we mention that a Jew is riding a horse in war. Not once. Because we're not somech on the horses. And that's the name, by the way. Sus is samach v'samach. You're somech v'samach. You rely entirely on the horse. We don't rely on horses. We rely on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what he's saying over here. That's the idea. A sick person as well. A sick person must take medicine. A sick person must go to a doctor. A sick person has to listen to what the doctor tells him no matter what. Even if it means breaking Yom Kippur, even if it means breaking Shabbos, you have to listen, even to inoculate yourself and to say, I am not an anti-vaxxer. Whatever you have to do, the doctors tell you to do it. You are required to do it no matter what. You are required to do it. But you have to always think to yourself, Hashem has the tshuva. Hashem is going to save me. It's not the medicine. It's not the doctor. They are the emissaries, the shluchim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent in order to save me, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be it. When I was in Eretz Yisrael once and I got a shot, the doctor, the nurse who was giving me the shot, right before and said, Yiratzon fanecha Hashem alakinam alakei avosenu, she esek zeli l'refua. Right? And then gave me the shot. And I was like, no way. They actually did it. Did you do that? I learned from it. Every time I take Advil, I say that line. That's what I say. So it's not the Advil that's healing me. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's healing me through the Advil. That's the way to be able to look at it. And if we do it that way, it becomes a little bit different. That's really different. You don't have to, but you can. You don't have to, but you definitely can. Parakav Beis, Nivchar Shemi Osharav, it's much better to have a good name than to have all the riches in the world. Mikasev Zav Chain Tov, more than silver and gold, it's better to have Chain Tov, to have good favor. You know why? Because wealth can't save you when it comes down to the very, very end. Right? Wealth is not going to save you. No matter what you have, if somebody wants to get you, he'll get you. But Chain will get you. Chain will save you. And that can happen by many, many people. Ashev Rosh Nivkashu, Yosei Kulam Hashem. Eventually, the rich man and the poor man meet, right? They both meet, unfortunately, in the way of the world where everybody dies. Osei Kulam Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them all. So at the end of the day, it makes no difference how many riches you had in the world, how poor you were in the world. Everything comes together at the end of the day. Everyone's going to die. That's the line behind it. What are you going to say?
Yeah, but does Nivchar Shem, does that whole line apply? Like, what about Eo?
I mean, he did. He had an awesome name. And
but
he was rich.
It didn't help him.
At the end of the day? It did until he ruined it for himself by speaking out against God. Had he just been silent, everybody would have treated him fine. That was part of what his friends were telling him. Their friends were telling him, just shut up. Like, you don't have to say this. Why are you saying these things? Right? And if he would have, everybody would have been fine. But he didn't. He wouldn't say. He wouldn't stop.
The whole reason he was punished is because he was silent.
Because what happened in Mitzrayim?
Yeah.
At a time when everybody's planning on doing evil, you better get up and stop them. right? But had he been silent about his tainas on Hashem, his claims on God, and said, I don't understand why this is happening, had he been silent about that, everything would have been better. But when people are trying to murder babies and you're standing there silently, then yeah, that's a problem. I definitely agree. That's something you got to start out for. Pasuk Gimel says, Arum ra by Yistor, Vinistor. So a smart person, a wise person, sees evil and hides himself. But the evil, the simpletons, they'll get up there and be like, oh, what's going on here, right? They'll get involved without being involved. The worst thing in the world is when you're sitting around, you're not part of the plans of evil and whatever it is, but you get caught with them and get thrown into jail. Why were you there? Simply put, why were you there? It's a great line. There was an old man who kept going into all these, they were clandestinely trying to learn Torah in Russia. So he would always like show up for the meetings and sit there, and while they were learning Dafyomi and things like that, he would always fall asleep, and he'd have these huge snores, you know, like cough and whatever it was. He was just annoying to have. So after a couple months, they realized he was never learning anything. He was always asleep. They went to him and they're like, you know, maybe you shouldn't be going to this class. You're just annoying everybody else here. Maybe we could find a class that's more suitable for you. He said, no, I'm not going. They said, why? He said, back in the day, right, when I gotten out of the Russian army and decided I knew I was Jewish and whatever it was, so I was sitting in a bar in a tavern along with a couple other people, right, and there happened to be some underground people there, right, so the police came inside, started beating everyone there, right, so he was in a corner, right, he got beaten also. So he turned to the cop and he's just like, what in the world are you beating me up for? I didn't do anything. I did nothing here. He said, you're in the same room as those guys. Basically, Oyla Russia, Oyla Shechina. Right? If you're in the same room with those guys, you're responsible just as much as they are. So said the guy, he's like, if I'm in the room with you guys, even if I don't know what's going on, I'm in the room with Talmid Chacham. I'm automatically considered a Talmid Chacham. So I want to be here even though I have no idea what's going on. I just want to be here. That's the line behind it. It's the same thing over here. If you hang out with them, what do you think is going to happen to you? Eikav anav yiras Hashem. Humility comes with yiras Hashem. Ozhev akov v'chaim. And together with that comes riches, honor, and life. You get awesome things. Tzinim pacham bedarchi kesh. Shom nafshi yirgam ehem. Tzinim pacham. You know what tzinim pacham is? Literally thorns and snares and traps and things like that, right, are in the way of a man who goes all over the place. A smart person will stay away from them, but it's more than that. Tzinim pacham. What's tzina? What does tzina mean in Hebrew? Tzina is cold. Pachim is referring to heat. Cold streaks and heat strokes, right, come by a person who's not prepared for them. Tzina mupachim means bederech ikesh, that happens if you don't think about things. If you go outside and you're not prepared for the weather outside, that's your own fault if you get sick. Hakol bidei shamayim, this is what the Gemara says. Everything is in the hands of heavens, whether you get sick, whether you're healthy, whatever it is. Chutz mitzina mupachim. Tzina mupachim is your own fault. You go outside, you don't prepare yourself for sunstroke, your fault. You should have drunk. But I thought Hashem would help me. That's your own fault. You should have realized that you're supposed to do something on your own. If it's freezing cold outside and you don't wear a coat and you get sick, it's your own fault. But wait, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to do everything. No, you caused it upon yourself. You put yourself in the position to get sick. So therefore you got sick. That's your own fault. There's nothing out there. That's what it means by tzinim apachim. Bederech ikesh, if you do a stupid thing, show me nafshi yirgam ehem. If you're a smart person, you'll be able to stay away from them. Chanoch l'nar al pi darko. Everybody knows this line, right? Every child needs to be taught according to the way that he is. Gam ki azkin yod lo yasir mena. And then even when he gets older, he'll never turn away from it. If you teach a kid in the proper fashion, then never worry about when the child gets older. Everything's going to be perfectly fine. Chazal say the most unbelievable medrash over here. First of all, cultivating good character traits by every child is going to be really, really hard. I sometimes have to modify how I'm grading tests based on the guys in my shiur and what I expect from them, what I don't expect from them. Certain people, I grade them a lot harsher, and they'll come up to me later. They'll be like, you gave this guy full credit for this, you gave me 5 points off. And I'm just like, you know what? You're right. I must have made a mistake. Do you want me to take the points off that guy? He's like, no. Like, oh, I'm so sorry. I just made a mistake by you. I'm so sorry. Right? I lie like a banshee. But you have to, because I can't treat the guy who gets hundreds in every test like the guy who gets 60s in every test. I just can't do that. So I have to treat them differently without them realizing that I'm treating them differently. Somehow I'm able to equate where all of a sudden this guy's getting a 92 and the other guy's getting an 81, right? Instead of a 60 and an 100. Right? It just has to be that way because you have to know how to be able to do it. There's no way to do it in any other way. Once you get that, right, you have to somehow train your children in the way that's best for them, according to their abilities, according to their talents and what they're going to do, and not according to what you want them to do. That's the idea behind it. But there's something so cool about this. Chanoch Lenar. right? Some say that Chanoch, everybody remembers Chanoch?
Yeah, he was Noah. He was descendant of Noah. Like 10
great grandfather of Noah. Great grandfather. His father was Lemech. Lemech's father was Methuselah. Methuselah's father was Chanoch. Chanoch died at the age of 365. And it says in the Torah, Ve'einenu. Everybody else says, Vames, 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 they died. But by Chanoch, it says, Ve'einenu. He no longer was. Ki lokach oso elokim. He was taken by God. Chazal say, why did Chanoch become such a great person that he was taken by God? What did he do? Chanoch lenar, you know why Chanoch became such a great person? Al pi darko. Because he used to take the stones off the road to clear the path for everyone so they wouldn't hurt their feet. That's what Chanoch did. In a simplistic fashion, that means he was a street sweeper who made sure that he would protect everybody. But what it really meant is that Chanoch was always looking out for the best thing for his fellow man. He's always going around. They darshan it from this pasuk over here. Not only that, you know who else is a nar? Yevamis Tezayin Mabez says, the Sar HaOlam, the Sar HaOlam, that Malach of the world. You know what the Malach of the world's name is? Can't say the full name. It sounds like Megatron. His name is Mitat, Memtestes. The last part of the name is Rome. He is the Sar HaOlam. He's the Malach of the entire world. Mitat and then Rome. So it sounds like Metatron. Okay, but it's not really that. That Malach Mitat, where did he come from? Chazal say Chanoch ended up going to Shemayim and became Mitat, the Sar HaOlam, the angel of the entire world. Where do we get that from? Chanoch Lenar Al Pi Darko. Chanoch became a Nar Al Pi Darko by doing what he did. And the other Nar that's mentioned among the Malachim is Mitat. So Tosus brings that down in Yevamis Tezayin Mabez, right? That Chanoch could have been Mitat or based on something that Tosus says. And Yosef Atzadik is also called a Nar. Yosef was connected to Chanoch. Yosef was a Yogel of Chanoch, and he also was connected to Metat, the Sar HaOlam. There's some awesome stuff in all this, but it's all darshan from this pasuk. Asher Barashim Mimshol, rich men seem to rule over poor men. That's what it seems like all the time. The Eved Lovel Ishmalve. Oh, good times. That's why you don't pick up your phone. Nah, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Eved Lovel Ishmalve. A Love, a borrower, is always an Eved to an Ishmalve, to a lender. Never get involved if you don't have to, because a rich man rules over poor men. If you allow the poor man, the rich man, to rule over you, you say to yourself, you know, I just want to take a little loan from you. You are his slave for the rest of your life. You will never be able to get out of that. It's just going to happen from then on. Zorea alva, avla, somebody who plants sins. Yiktzor oven, he will reap tons of trouble. Shevet Avrasa Yichled, the rod of his anger will fail completely. At the end of the day, that's what ends up happening by any such a person. The wealth, the power that he has eventually will go away if this person does this without fail, one to the other. Tovayin Hu Yivorach, somebody who is a generous eye will always be blessed. Kinasim Alach Maladal, he always gives of his bread over to other people. He's willing to do it for other people. That's the idea of what's going to happen. Garish Leitz, throw out the scorner. Yetze Madon, and then all fights will go away. V'yishbos Din V'kalon, and then there will be no longer any din or shame throughout the entire world. You won't have to worry about anything whatsoever. You know what you should have done, David HaMelech? In order to get rid of the troubles that you had, you should have kicked out Avshalom way earlier. You should have realized how evil Avshalom was and got rid of him completely so you didn't have to worry about it. But you didn't. You kept him around, kept him around, kept him around, and then Avshalom found an opening to be able to take over the entire kingdom and to kick you out. Goresh wait. You find that guy, the Eitz Madon, you'll never have any fights ever again. Shlomo Melech is saying to his father, David Melech, that's what was wrong. You didn't kick him out beforehand. Sometimes the greatest thing that a person can do is kick a person out. I know there are all these stories of, like, you go to the Gedolim and you say, like, I'm ready to kick this kid out. And he said, did you daven for him? Right? The famous line that the Chazon Ish said to a guy came up to him and said, a Rebbe, I shouldn't say a guy, like a rabbi, a big rabbi in yeshiva said, came up to him and said, I can't keep this kid in yeshiva. He's breaking Shabbos, he's doing this and whatever it is. Rav Aaron Lipshtein said, what's his name? So he said, his name is Moshe Aryeh. He said, Moshe Aryeh ben what? What's his mother's name? Rav Shiva said, I don't know. So Rav Steinman turned to him and he screamed at him, top of his lungs, Rodef! Rodef! How dare you? You're trying to destroy Klal Yisrael. You don't even know his mother's name. You haven't davened for him once. And you're trying to kick him out of your yeshiva. And he kicked the Rav Shiva out. He said, I never want to see you again. That's good. And that happens. But sometimes kicking a guy out is the best thing for him. You have to know when, right? But sometimes the kid learns a lesson from that. The kid learns a lesson and realizes what he has to do. Yeah. Which one?
The one where he went to the late sisters and he said,
You're talking about Baruch Haim Levin. That's real good, dude. He's a different person. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Oiv Tahor, somebody who loves purity of the lave, chains fasav reyu melech, grace on his lips, right? His friend will be the king. The king wants to be friends with such a person. That's the idea behind it. He said that that's the idea behind it. That somebody who's oiv Tahor, you want to do the right thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always make sure that the king will be around to be able to help you. Ine Hashem Natsu Das, the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu preserves those who have knowledge via Salev Divrei Boged, but he subverts, he knocks down the words and anything that happens of a person who's a Boged, who goes against everything over here. Chovos Levavos says, if a man merits, if he's Zocha, to have his words being spread around in the public domain, if people, I don't mean in the Twitter sphere, I don't think that counts, but if you're Zocha to be able to have your words quoted by other people, that means that's granted from Shemayim. Something you said has hit a chord, and therefore becomes something famous. Amar Atzil, Ari Bechutz. You know what a lazy person says? This is awesome. You know what a lazy person says about himself? He says, Ari Bechutz, how can I go outside? There's a lion outside. Right? If I go outside, I enter the streets, I'm going to be killed, right? The lazy person will come up with any excuse in the world to get out of it. I heard there's a lion out there. I don't know. I can't do anything. I asked the guy why he's not coming to Shul. He hasn't been in Shul for a few weeks, right? So I went up to him. I was like, what happened? I haven't seen you in Shul on Shabbos, right, for quite a while. He said, ever since Pittsburgh, I can't leave my house. I'm afraid. Now, if that's a clear phobia, right, then I hear it, right? Then I can hear it. I don't think it's a phobia. I think this guy is just being lazy. He's using an excuse to sleep in until 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning. So if that's an excuse, the Atzel will use any excuse in the world. There's a lion outside. There's something out there, right? It's as if he's a coward. As if he's a coward. Pasuk Yudalet, Shuchamu Kapizaros. The mouth of an alien woman, of a woman who is strange, is a Shuchamuka, deep pit. Ze'um Hashem Yipol Sham. Somebody who's hated by a Kadosh Baruch Hu will just fall in. You know what this is talking about? It's not talking about it's talking about pagan wisdom and philosophy. You get involved in that, you're never going to be able to pull yourself out. You're going to be able to sit there and you're going to be like, but I don't understand why this is happening, but why that? Right? There's no way to be able to get it out. You get involved with this stuff, there is no way out. You will be lost in it forever, and that's what's going to happen over here. Ivel Shua Belev Na'ar, foolishness is bound up in the heart of a youth, and that's not his fault, you know? He's got a lot of taivas, a lot of things going on, so it's tied up to him. Sheva Muzyar Ki Kenem Yimeno, the rod of Musr will drive it far from him. That's the idea behind it. You got to start this when you're really, really young. Oshik dal laharboslo. One may oppress a poor person laharboslo in order to increase better things for him. Nosan la asher ach lamachzor. You can give to the rich man, but he's only going to want more from you. Right? So it goes like this. If you're giving to the poor person, make sure you do something in which he learns his lesson and he knows what to do the next time. What is it? Teach a man to give a man a dollar, right? You teach him to want more. Teach a man how to fish, right? What's the line over there? Teach a man to fish. You taught him whatever.
Give a man a fish. You feed him for a day. You teach a man how to fish. Feed him for a life.
There you go. That's exactly it. And you go around, and that makes sense, right? Use your money for dispensing tzedakah to give it out to everybody else for loans and whatever it is. If you just give to the rich man, Aklamach story is just going to be lacking something else. Listen to the words of the wise, right? And your heart should apply all the knowledge. Ki noyim, it is pleasant. Ki sushim v'necha, when you keep all these thoughts inside you, yikonu yachtov osvosecha, they all together should be on your lips itself. That's the idea behind it. So the idea is like this. A pregnant woman is always thinking about the baby that's inside her stomach. And that's what it means, bibit necha. Ki sushim v'necha, when you have a baby inside your stomach, all you're thinking about is the baby. Because there's not much else, but you can't think about anything else. It's so difficult because it's there present the entire time. That's the way it should be when it comes to Torah thoughts. The idea behind it is behind Torah thoughts. That's the concept behind it. Pasuk Yud Tes. Lios Bashem Yiftachecha. Your trust should be in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Daticha Yom Afato. I've made known to you even on this day that your trust should be in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what I'm telling you over here, that it should be in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alok Safti Lecha Shleishim B'moetz HaSidas. Have I not written for you great things, both in advice as well as das, l'diach koshed imre emes, to tell you the truth behind certain words, l'ashav amarim emes l'sholchecha, to give those words of truth to the people who've sent you over here. Shalishim might be really important people that are out there. Al tig zaldal, here's the important stuff. Do not steal from the poor. Kidalhu, he's poor. El tadaki ani bashar. Don't crush the poor man in his gate over here. Don't do something which you know is not going to be good for him. Right? Granted, you know you want to take something from him because he owes you something, or you feel he owes you something. Don't take from him. What are you going to gain from stealing from a poor person? You know why? Because when it comes to poor people, God fights their fights. When no one else can be turned to help them, who do you think they go to? Who do you think the poor people are going to go to? Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem fights their fight. Bekavos kol v'yam nefesh, and he takes away the soul of those who oppress them. Do you want to deal with that? You want to fight against God? Don't get involved with poor people. Al tisra es balaf. Don't be friends with somebody who has a bad anger. Don't be friends with that guy. That's ish chemos lo tavo. Don't go anywhere near a person who has that type of wrath. You're not going to get anything from it. All you're going to get is a mouthful at some point. What are you going to gain from being friends with that guy? Stay away from him until he can improve himself. You might learn from his ways, and then all of a sudden that becomes a snare, a trap for your own soul. You lose out from it. As we said before, do not be among those who clasp hands, right, and they become surety for debts that other people have taken. Don't do it, even if you have the money. Why should you get involved with that? If you don't have the ability to pay, why should they take away the bed from underneath you? Why should you lose anything from it? Chazal learned from over here, chas v'shalom, that if a person promises to give something and he doesn't have the ability to give it, he only did it in order to get his name out there so everybody hears that he's willing to give, and he doesn't have anything to give, your wife passes away. Your wife takes that place. Because you're only doing this in order to get fame so that your wife becomes proud of you, right? And the wife ends up going away. That's the chilul Hashem, so to speak, that will come from that. Chas. Al tasik bu'olam, do not cross over the landmark that is always made, that your fathers have made, meaning always daven. Tfilos, don't go over those landmarks. Avraham Avinu said daven shacharis in the morning. Yitzchak Avinu said daven mincha in the afternoon. Yaakov Avinu said daven marv at night. Do not be over on that. Don't do that. Always do what it's supposed to be over here. I tell you also, Chazal say over here, don't get married to a pregnant woman or a woman who's nursing. Al-Tasik, this idea of Al-Tasik Gvul Olam, do not pass by this border, is there are certain people you're not supposed to be together with, and one of them is this, because Chas V'Shalom, it could cause her to have a miscarriage in some way, or for the baby to die if she's not nursing properly. If the wife feels that she has to pay attention to you and you don't really care about the baby so much, and Chas V'Shalom, the baby might be pushed to the side a little bit, and that caused something. Don't be involved. Wait until she's finished nursing, etc. Chaziza Ishma here from Malato. Have you seen a man who's very diligent and quick in his business? So if Nimalach needs that self, such a guy will stand in front of kings. He will not stand before simple men and anything like that. These are people who will get everything that they can do, and everything will happen over here. And Shlomo Malach said, I want people like that. Shlomo Malach said, for me, myself, you know what I want around me? I want people that I can trust, people that are really awesome people. So I'm willing to look for those types of people, and if you want to be one of those people, awesome. Chav Gimel, guys, it says, Kiseishu Lachomis Moshe, when you sit down to eat with a ruler, Bain Tavinas Shalom Anachal, you better understand how to be able to do it. Has anybody ever read the BFG? You read the BFG. I know you did. Ever read the BFG? Roald Dahl?
It's BFG.
The Big Friendly Giant? Never read it?
Not unless I was told to.
Oh, it's an awesome book. It's like 100 pages, 80 pages, whatever. It's one of his best books, the BFG. Either way, the BFG gets to sit with the Queen of England, right? And he's from a very uncouth land, and he's going around, and he's sitting around. It's cute how he writes, how a person who's uncouth sits with the Queen, how he has no idea what to do over here and what it's able to do. You have to question everything at a table like that. You have to find out before. You can't just sit down with the queen or the king and say, like, oh, yeah, everything will be fine. I'll figure out what to do over there. No, you have to know what to be able to do. This samta sakim bloecha. You should put a knife to your throat in Bal Nefeshta if you're smart. Put a knife to your throat. Don't overeat. Don't eat the wrong things. Don't eat in the wrong way. There's lots of forks and spoons and knives. You know how to use. You use the outside ones and the inside ones, right? You go in order all the way on the outside to be able to drink with whatever it is, you know, either back straight, etc. To be able to take from the bottom of the bowl. Whatever. You got to know certain things when you're around there. And that's the idea over here. Do not fail to treat, don't fail by treating them with disrespect. There are very important government people that are out there, and they're all doing things in one fashion or another in the right way out there. Don't be careless and fail to treat them with respect or cease being wary by them. You have to do everything you can to make sure that they are honored in every which way. That's the idea behind it, which you wage war with them, so to speak. Al-tisav l'matam osav. Do not crave all the tasty dishes of ulechem kazavim, because this is food that will only take you down. You start getting used to the rich foods that are over there, you're always going to want these foods. Don't get involved with this stuff. Altigala Hashem Miminaskat Chadal. Don't weary yourself to become rich. Right? Stop with your own understanding. Like, this is what I think, and I think it should be that way. Don't overwork your brain. Do what you're supposed to do. At the end of time, you'll get everything you need over here. Don't weary yourself too much. Hasoif einecha bo ve'einenu. If you blink your eye upon riches, it's gone. Some say that it's really referring to Torah. You blink your eye at it, all of a sudden it's gone out of your head. You don't remember it anymore. Ki aso yaselo kenafayim, it becomes wings, kinesher, like an eagle, ya'uf hashamayim, and it goes up to the heavens. Like an eagle, right, that goes down in order to get its food, it soars up again afterward. That's what ends up happening with Torah as well. Sometimes you'll be able to get it, and it's right there in front of you, and other times you just lose it completely. Al tilcham es lechem ra'ayin. Do not eat the bread of somebody who has an evil eye. Al tisal matamosav. Don't taste all of his tasty dishes. Ki kmo sar benafsho kin hu echol shasei. Yom lo v'libo balimach. It's like a hair in his soul. That's what it feels like over here. Or sha'ar benafsho. It's like he calculates in his soul. He says, eat, drink. But he doesn't really want you to eat or drink. His heart is not with you. He really doesn't want to do it whatsoever. Don't accept it. For this reason, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair refused to eat by anyone's house. Whenever somebody invited him over, he was always worried that the guy was just inviting him because it's Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. So Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair did not go anywhere. Rabbi Yudah Nasi one time invited him. Rabbi Yudah Nasi was a very wealthy individual. Said, please eat by my. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair said, yes. Rabbi Yudah Nasi was like ecstatic. His face glowed. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair said, what are you so surprised about? The reason I don't eat by people's houses is because either they don't have the money, and I feel bad, or they have the money, but they don't really want to give. I know you want to give because you're a tzaddik, and I know you have the money, so I'm willing to eat by you. First, I have to finish a mitzvah. I have to go do pidyon shvuyim. On my way back, I'll eat by you. On his way back, he stopped by the door, and he saw these white-legged donkeys or mules or something like that. He's like, oh, those are too dangerous. I'm not going to eat by Rabbi Yudah Nasi's house. He has these mules, I will never eat there. Rabbi Yudah Nasi went up to him, and he's like, what do you mean? It's because of those mules, I'll get rid of them. He said, no, you can't do that. They're too dangerous. They'll hurt somebody else. Can't put that danger in front of everybody else. So he said, I'll kill them. He said, Baltashkas. Can't destroy them. He said, I'll just cut off their legs. He said, Tzar Balechayim. So he's like, I'll get rid of it. He didn't know what to do. Finally, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair just put up a mountain in between them. Rabbi Yudah Nasi knew he would never be able to get him to eat by him. Right? But he did that. It's from this. Don't invite yourself over to somebody who's not going to want you to have you. Pete called out to Tkiana.
That was in... That's Chulin.
Yeah, that is in Chulin. Daf Zayin, right. Oh, yeah, that's right. He's in that. Definitely. Pete called out to Tkiana. The little bit of food that you eat, you'll vomit it back up. You'll waste all of your pleasant words. All of these things over here. Don't waste your words on such a host where you say Divrei Torah and it gets wasted. I remember, a guy was giving money to organizations based on the Divrei Torah that you gave him. Right? The guy here in Chicago was giving money based on the Divrei Torah that he gave him. So I had a killer Divrei Torah. A killer. Like one that I knew was going to make like $1 billion. Right? So I went up to him. The guy was an Am Haaretz. He didn't understand a word of what I was saying. And I saw it. I was telling it to him. I don't know what he's looking for. He's looking for like, Reb Chaim says, right? Something like that. And then he'd give you money just for saying the words Reb Chaim. I saw that's what it was like. But I had a killer, a literal killer. And when I saw that he wasn't getting whatsoever, and he started arguing with me, I'm like, did you totally not understand what it was? Right? At the end of the day, I mamish felt like I completely wasted my words. I wasted it. Wasted it. Like, it didn't even make any sense. Like, there were five other people around. They were like, that was the greatest Divrei Torah I've ever heard. But this guy's like, hey, you know Reb Chaim. I was just like, oh my gosh, this is the greatest one that you could possibly have. But regardless, it's Pitcha Chalta Tekiana. It's just... It's like you're vomiting it up. You're ruining your pleasant words. But don't speak in the ears of a fool. All your words, he's just going to despise. He doesn't even understand it. He doesn't get it. There's no point. Do not, again, remove those borders of the world. Don't enter the fields of the orphans. Because a new puzzle, a new lesson. Yeah. Kigo alam chazaku, the redeemer of the orphans is pretty strong. That redeemer is God. Yoriv is rivamitach. He will fight the fights with you. Habiel musr libechava aznav leimri das. Bring your heart to learn more musr, your ears to hear words of das over here. And we'll stop with these two psukim. Al tim neminar musr. Do not take away musr from a young child. Because kanav shevel yamus. Hit him with a rod. He won't die. He'll be okay. So Chazal say that means don't hit him in a way in which he'll die. If you need to hit a kid, make sure it's not out of anger so that he could get killed. Do it in the right fashion. Ata b'sheve takenu, you can beat him with the rod, v'nafshim yishol tatzil. But if you do it properly, you'll save him from getting him. It just can't be a cruel beating. It can't be corporal punishment just for the sake. It has to be done in the right way. Your kid runs in the street, you're supposed to potch them. They have to know that that's not the right thing to do. But if your kid just draws on the wall, like, come on, what, you're going to punch him for that? Well, he's not going to write on the wall again, I guarantee you. You just have to yell at him. He'll never, write on the wall ever again. Got to know when to use it and when not. All right, we'll stop with that. Pasuk Tesvav, right over here.